I'm Georgina Burdett, a well-being-focused decluttering and organising expert based in High Peak. I am the founder of For the Love of Tidying.
So we offer a well-being-focused decluttering and organising service that puts people at ease, makes the whole process smoother, reducing overwhelm, and, you know, sometimes they enjoy the actual decluttering process.
We then leave our clients with an organised home without the overwhelming clutter around them, ensuring that their homes are functional and efficient to use and calm to live in once again. So I started when I was teaching, actually. I read The Magic of Tidying Up by Marie Kondo and I thought I'd give it a go. I thought I'd give the decluttering a go. Not thinking I had much clutter, I instantly halved the amount of clothes I had and it felt so great. It felt uplifting and cleansing and freeing. I thought, this is brilliant. Maybe I can pass this on to others. I decluttered for some friends. They gave me great feedback. And then I created my business and started advertising. Did a few courses here and there with my professional association, APDO. And yeah, the rest is history. Decluttering is the most rewarding business to be in. I'm biased, but that's in my eyes. It's incredible. Every single day we are transforming lives, pulling people out of overwhelming situations, stopping them feeling stuck, and really giving them their zest for life back again. Surrounding yourself with clutter it's surrounding yourself with lots of to-dos and tasks and unfinished jobs and decisions to be made. It really does affect the mental health, relaxation. It can have a knock-on effect to your sleep due to the stress of the situation around you and everything that you're striving for that you haven't yet reached. Living in a cluttered home can have such a detrimental effect to your life, your day-to-day, your mental health. Surrounding yourself with jobs to do and disallowing you from being able to relax. Having a tidy, functional home really does have a positive knock-on effect of every little bit of your day. My signature method is the CLEAR method. So firstly, the C is to connect with your space. How would you want it to feel at the end of the decluttering? Grab onto that feeling because that's going to motivate you throughout. The L is little steps. This is so important. If you take steps that are too big for yourself, you could fail. And that is going to have a knock-on negative effect for you wanting to declutter in the future. Taking little steps means that you have little successes all along the way, building confidence. The E is to evaluate your area. Make decisions, pull bits out, ask yourself if this is going to serve you further on in your future. The A is to arrange. I always arrange with visibility and function in mind. The R is to create a reset routine, a daily routine that fits in with your life that can be done in the matter of minutes.